Quick, name a famous female scientist. Got one? Good. Now name four more. How are you doing? Stumped? Why is it so hard? There must not be any, right? Well, that might be true if this was 1850, because women weren't allowed in labs, or even allowed to study science very often. But that doesn't mean they didn't play a role. The father of chemistry's wife played an important role in his experiments. In the late 1800s and early 1900s, women began breaking barriers and became integral to the development of new theories and discoveries. So who did you think of? Most people think of Marie Curie. She did win two Nobel Prizes, one in chemistry and one in physics. Would you be surprised to know that 15 other women won the Nobel Prize in chemistry, physics, or physiology? Two other women should have. One co-discovered nuclear fission, but for some reason was left out. The other discovered the double helix in DNA, but died before she received it, and they don't give the award posthumously. Are these the only notable women in science? Of course not. One woman started a government movement to protect workers from chemicals that later became OSHA. Another discovered that DDT damaged bird populations and went before Congress to make us all aware of what impact we can have on the environment. Yet another developed a COBOL computer language and gave us the name bug for a problem in our computer. A search now shows that there are women in all modern research areas of science. Your project is to research a notable female scientist, tell who she is, when she lived, and what she did to increase our understanding of a scientific principle or idea. Write a short summary that you will share with the class. You may research one each quarter for 5 points of extra credit each time. One last thing, you can't do Marie Curie. Enjoy!